Healing the Rock Alternative, 89X. It is J-Hud hanging out in the Homeboy Show. Monoxide from the group Twisted, one half of Twisted. How you doing, man?
I am good, unlike my counterpart who was suffering from a bad case of hamthrax.
What the hell is that?
Ham, it's a disease from eating too much ham and pork. He kind of OD'd on it, so now he has a bad case of hamthrax. I'm sorry.
Damn.
It happens. He's a larger burlesque gentleman, but I love him.
He takes it to the next level, huh?
He really does. I mean, he'll build like a little ham house, and then he'll barricade himself in it for 3 days, and he doesn't come out till he eats his way out.
Jesus.
It's amazing.
Man.
But he always makes it out, so, you know, I can't really complain. But sometimes you got to deal with hamthrax.
Well, on a lighter note, Monoxide, why don't you tell me a little bit about the album Wicked, which actually came out back in March. So anybody that doesn't have it yet, tell them why they should actually pick it up and go to the website and buy it as well.
It's deep and it's dark. I can't say really hardcore because it's more scary than anything. It's not necessarily about blood and guts, but it has a very eerie appeal to it. And if you're into that kind of music, I say check it out. And hey, we can rap. We're decent on the MIC. See, that was a little freestyle. That's about as much as I get. But yeah, it's different. There's three different versions of it. Some have bonus songs on them. Some have videos on them. We shot two videos for it, one animated and another one written and directed by me and the burlesque gentleman I spoke of earlier, Jamie. And they come with sports cards in them of everybody from Psychopathic with autographs on some of them. So people are selling them for hundreds of dollars on eBay. It's insane.
Wow.
It's an experience. It's not just going to buy a CD and putting a CD in and, okay, here's your songs. It's way different than that. We know it's hard to compete with just selling a CD. I don't care who you are. It's not about just selling a CD. You have to make it interesting again to buy music.
Exactly.
So we took that and we kind of incorporated some of the stuff that we're into this. Like another version comes with a comic book because Madrox is a huge comic book guy. We have our nerdiness. We just keep it under our tube socks.
Which is good. And one thing I do like, man, you guys keep it Detroit. You've been doing this for a while, and everything you guys do is recorded out of here, out in Farmington Hills, and that's one thing that I definitely have respect for.
Oh, wow, thank you. We don't hear that enough. Seriously, people don't seem to really pay attention to it. It's actually a hindrance to some. They're like, oh, you could go anywhere and do a record, but we chill. We like to keep it here.
And, you know, they say hard times and everything calls for good music, and I think that's what we're getting a lot of right now, too, you know?
Really do, I think. I mean, not just in rap music, but it's like all around R&B, rock, rap. The Eminem one that just came out was massive. ICP came out number 4. Just unbelievable. Chrisette Michelle. There's so much going on. But I love it. It's like if you're not from here, you almost don't know about it. It's ours. It's our secret. But talent kind of outweighs, and sooner or later, you just kind of become exposed to the overall. And how you deal with that, I guess, dictates the rest of your career.
Exactly, man.
So to speak.
It's true. Now, when are you guys going to be back around Detroit for a live show? Do you guys know yet, Monoxide?
We're leaving out in February.
Okay.
To go do another 50 dates. Go visit everybody. Go everywhere. And Detroit is at the beginning and at the end. That's how we like to do it.
And keep an eye on these guys' website and their MySpace and all that for all the good tour dates. And let's check out the song, which I've been playing quite a bit here on the Homeboy Show. And tell me a little bit about this next one, which I don't know. I guess you can call it the official, unofficial single, right?
Yeah. I would say that. I like it. It's like kind of an anthem. You know what I mean? It kind of speaks for everybody.
And it has that hip-hop vibe, but also has that kind of alternative vibe to it, too, which I dig.
Yeah, right. Like you could put that on before Ice Cube, or you could put that on before, you know, Metallica or Godsmack. No, not Metallica. They'd probably still boo us. But I digress.
It's all good. Or you could just put it on before you eat a ton of ham.
Yeah, there you go. Because I'm telling you, you will build a house, and you will find your way out orally.
All right, man. Go ahead and introduce this one. Let's take it out.
All right, this is for all the juggalos listening, and if you're not, this is one of them songs that when you're driving in your car down the freeway, maybe you're a little angry because the guy in front of you is going 45 when you know he needs to be in the right lane. You don't want to start any road rage and hurt anybody and do any time for hurting people, so you put this song on.
Yes!
And then you just hit that gas pedal and do it. That's how I feel right now as I sit here in socks and a half T-shirt.
That was possibly the greatest intro of all time.
Really?
That was pretty damn good, man. We're going to save that one. That's going in the books.
Awesome. Yes. In the books.
It's Twisted on 89X. Thanks for talking to us, man.
Hey, thank you for having me, brother.